our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we put in a tough week this week in these grain livestock markets.
Well, it was. It was a tough week, not only for the agriculture, but it was a tough week for, you know, a lot of the financials, not only in the U.S., but around the world. And, you know, it is a continuous saga of the coronavirus and, you know, spreading and, you know, trying to take measures, major measures to shut down the public contact out here. So I think that was part of it, and part of the liquidation is really what was going on this week.
Sure. And that's the thing. I think the containment aspect of it is probably the hardest thing to get around.
Well, you know, when a big percentage of your GDP in the U.S. Comes from, you know, consumers and people buying from each other, when you see a contraction in a lot of these things, it definitely is a contraction in everything. So it's just kind of a meltdown, kind of an unwinding of the expansionary attitude that we've had in the U.S. and around the world into a contraction, a deflationary environment. You don't have to look any further to the metals giving you that kind of a signal. Usually that's a flight to quality, not at this time.
Yeah, that's what I always thought was a little bit odd here about this one, too, is just it just seems different than normal.
Yeah, it most definitely is. I mean, you know, we've been through, you know, the bank crisis of 2008 just recently, the terrorist attack of 2001. But the coronavirus is one that is the trade's still trying to get its grasp around it. And it really goes down to the consumption, to the domestic demand, and uncertain on it. And when you see workers, can they all work at the plants, you know, ethanol plants, at the packing plants? So that gets to be a concern with product availability and consumption. So it is. It's a different one. It's one we'll, you know, learn from this one going forward. But it's certainly the good news is it appears that China now is behind that. Their peak is in the coronavirus. So I think we're learning from that whole environment and their experience over there.
Yeah. Where do we go from here then?
Well, I think where we go from here, I think when you look at the grains here this week, the end of the week, we did find that the grain market trying to find some stability. So what you do is you find where value is. That's our experience. What is real value in these times? And, you know, the grain market trying to find some value and not so much luck in the livestock market this week as, you know, you go out limit down, expanded limit in the meat market.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, I think it's going to be all about the positive is, of course, any time that we come up with a coronavirus treatment or vaccine, that is one that, you know, for every action, there's an overreaction. So that would be a positive, as we know, so going forward. So let's watch and see going forward. It's going to be about all about that in the equity market.
Don Rose at U.S. Commodities.